People who enjoy the taste of wildly expensive imported fish eggs may want to start looking for a different treat. International sales of caviar were officially put on ice this week by a UN group set up to protect rare plants and animals. Spokesmen for the Convention on Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES, say they made the move to protect Caspian Sea sturgeon, the fish that hold the world's most coveted eggs, known as roe. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Tins of Caspian Sea caviar have been international status symbols since the middle of the 1800s, when French chefs first began importing Russian roe. Then, as now, it was assumed that sturgeon from the Caspian Sea produced the finest-tasting roe in the world.
I think beluga at its best is described as a buttery essence of the sea.
Dale Sherrow, owner of the Seattle Caviar Company, says that taste is partly why the average 8-ounce tin of beluga caviar now sells for about $1,000. But there's another reason prices are so high. That's the chance that beluga sturgeon may soon be extinct. Lisa Speer, a policy analyst with the Natural Resources Defense Council, says fishing regulations have been all but non-existent on the Caspian Sea since the Soviet Union broke apart. For the sturgeon, the results have been predictable.
Every survey that comes back shows a declining situation, and right now that species is really circling the drain.
3 years ago, the countries that fish for Caspian Sea sturgeon agreed that it was time to start taking steps to save these disappearing species. That agreement was supposed to take effect this year. But several former Soviet states decided to skip the first meeting CITES held to discuss the plan. CITES responded by withholding all of the region's caviar export permits. Environmentalists like Lisa Speer hailed the move to pull the export permits and urged the United States to reinforce it by indefinitely banning all imports of Caspian Sea caviar. Spokesmen for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service say a ban on Caspian caviar imports will almost certainly be put in place before the end of October. But Roddy Gable, a spokesman for the service's international division, says it's likely that this ban will be a lot more flexible than some environmentalists would like. Countries that agree to limit sturgeon fishing and restore key habitats may be allowed to get around the ban, Gable says, and back into the multi-million dollar U.S. caviar market.
There's supposed to be a full circle here of how the trade actually becomes part of the conservation strategy for the species.
Caviar dealers like Dale Sherrow think this monetary carrot and stick approach is a good one, even though it's likely to send caviar prices even higher than they already were. Sherrow also notes in passing that the United States didn't always have to import all of its caviar. In the late 1880s, abundant sturgeon on both the West Coast and the East Coast of this country produced so much high-quality roe that bars set cups of caviar out like peanuts are set out today. Those fisheries were all but annihilated by the 1920s, he says. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.